Hello.
Hello, my name is Rod, returning call for customer support. How may I help you today?
What support is this?
Customer service.
Is this for Purify?
Ma'am, I would have to pull up your account first. When you give me your zip code, ma'am.
33498.
33498. Okay, ma'am, can you give me your first and last name?
Sherry, either McClellan or Tone.
Okay, is Sherry S-H-E-R-R-Y?
Correct.
And your last name is?
Right now it's T-H-O-M-S.
T-H-O-M-S?
Yes. Is this for the callback that I had in for customer service?
Yes, ma'am. Can you give me your other last name, because T-H-O-M-S doesn't show.
Okay, how about M-C-C-L-E? M-C-C-L-E? L-L-A-N.
L-L-A-N.
N.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I don't see it for a Sherry McClellan.
McClellan, right. I had charges, and that was the number that it had on the PayPal.
Okay, ma'am. Can I ask you a quick question, please?
Yes, sir.
Ma'am. Was it a close relative or a husband or anything or anyone of that nature that might have ordered some off your card? Because I do not see your account.
No, I haven't authorized anybody to use it. My husband has his own credit card.
Okay, ma'am. I do not see your account. What did you order?
Okay, let me tell you. I have to go in and get it. There was two charges on my PayPal account. Tell you, it is called. I have to find my sheet of paper here. Purify Dental. There was charges on 11/30 for $5.74 on 12/5/67/32, which was a total of 7306.
And you said, what did you order?
I didn't order anything. That's why I was trying to call, because it says Purify Dental. G-E-N-T-L-E. And the company's name was Purify on 12/8. I tried calling yesterday, too.
Is it a purifier? A clean air purifier?
I don't know. I didn't order anything. I looked at something, but I didn't authorize to pay for anything.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to try my very best to help you today, okay?
Sure. Do you want my address? Does it show? You said you don't have an address.
Yes, ma'am, okay, ma'am. I see. Your email is sherrymc54@yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am. Can you give me 1 second while on the account load, because our computer speeds are very, very slow this week, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. I am so sorry. I'm still waiting on that kind of load, man. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. I know you guys are hard to get a hold of because I tried yesterday and I kept on waiting, and your customer service messages, somebody will be with you in less than 2 minutes. And I was on all afternoon, and then I'm surprised you're calling me. That's why I almost didn't answer, because that was earlier.
Yes, ma'am. This week, we had a lot of calls. The longest call back times was 5 hours. You know, we had to come in, do overtime, so the calls can be at a minimum. So we really had to work, ma'am.
Oh, that's terrible for you.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, did you find out what the merchandise was?
I'm still waiting on your kind of load, ma'am. You know, as I stated earlier, the computer speeds are awful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, because I was just browsing, and I wasn't planning on ordering anything. And that's why I was surprised when I saw that on my charge. And I normally don't look at those. But I've had other charges coming on my other accounts, and that's why I was curious as to what this is, because I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, man, I'm trying to get with you right in a second.
All right, that's fine. I appreciate you getting back to me.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Yeah, I got watches that were charged to me, too. And I thought, how the hell are they getting all this information?
Okay, ma'am, so I see that you tried to order a kitchen tool on November 28th. What happened was you signed up to try to get this kitchen tour at a discounted price because we offer discounted items on our membership. And as the trial is going on December 3rd, you was charged $67.32 as a membership fee.
Well, the only thing I was looking on that, if you're talking about a kitchen tool, it was saying, you know, about winning this KitchenAid, that it was $2.
No, ma'am. It was $5.74.
That's what it came to, because that's not what the screen said.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So then that was more or less like a false advertisement then.
Yes, ma'am. But you do know that our membership, you get a lot of good discounted items for a very, very low price. Some price is almost free, how low the prices are. So that was the
Okay, then what company is that for then?
I'm a third-party representative, ma'am. We had several different companies. That's why you had to get in touch with a representative that do transactions.
Well, see, and that's what I haven't even talked to anybody. That's why I was questioning what it was for, because I didn't put any charges in.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry, because our calls were backed up this week due to holidays. I'm so sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. Well, can I get this voided then?
Let me get an understanding first. You don't want a trial for 16 days, you know, to test it out?
No.
And you don't want the 35% off?
No, sir.
You don't want the 50% off, right?
No.
And you don't want the 75%?
No.
Okay, what I can do for you, ma'am, I'm going to cancel every thing, so you won't get any future charges or transactions to your card, and I will provide you with a cancellation number. Can you hold on for me for a minute, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Can you please hold for me for a second?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, ma'am, are you ready for your cancellation number?
I sure am.
Okay, C.
Uh-huh.
263.
Uh-huh.
010.
Uh-huh.
110.
Okay, and your name is?
Rod. Okay, ma'am, can you do me a favor and repeat that for me so we can be on the same page?
Yes, sir. It's C as in Charlie, 263010110.
Yes, ma'am. I canceled all the future transactions and all future charges.
And so that's going to be 7306 removed back into my account, correct?
No, ma'am. What I did was I canceled the membership and everything as far as it was a valid charge. I canceled all future transactions, ma'am.
So I don't get a refund?
No, ma'am.
Oh, that's effing bullshit. How do I go about getting a refund for what this was?
You have to
give me company's name and I'll call them.
Okay, ma'am. We are a third person party program, ma'am, and we have several different companies. What you have to do, you have to get in contact with your bank, and you have to give us a call back once your bank picks up.
Once my bank picks up?
Once your bank picks up, and you have to tell them to give us a call.
Okay, and they're not going to sit and hold all day like I did.
You said they're not going to sit on hold?
Yeah, you know, in order, is there another number that they can call?
No, ma'am. This is our direct line, and we have many agents, so I'm pretty sure that one of us will pick up for you, because as I stated before, earlier this week, we had a long call wait time, and now we got it down to less than an hour, so we are here, and we will pick up your order and your calls, ma'am. So what you have to do, you have to contact your bank and tell your bank to call us.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer.
Ma'am? Yes. Is there another number that I can contact besides this 866-203-2493? Call the number that you just called me on?
Yes, ma'am. You all can tell your bank to give us a call back at this number.
All right. Very good.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. May you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.